The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, what's up, everyone? And welcome back to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I need to record this early on in my day when I freshly have just drinking, oh man, what feels like a whole pot of coffee. But anyway, I wanted to record this podcast, and I'm going to try to pace myself because when I have this much coffee, I feel like I have good ideas, but sometimes those ideas don't come out, or my lips don't move and the words don't correlate with the thoughts in my head. So anyway, I'm going to try to correlate this. And this is a topic that I brought up last week to the guys and girls in the Detailer Inner Circle. So if you want to, and they've got a whole week jump on you guys. So if you want to get fresh, kind of my freshest thoughts, the Detailer Inner Circle is definitely the place to go. You can find out more information at detailerinnercircle.com. But what I want to talk about, and what I talked about briefly on the Detailer Inner Circle call, see, we do like two additional podcasts per month that are call-in Q&A shows. So if you have like burning questions, you can ask them then. And we also have a group that you could reach Pete or myself or anyone else in the group 24/7. So that's an added benefit of being in that group. But one thing I have kind of been wrestling with, and I talked about with the guys on the call, is what is going to be your reopening strategy after this COVID thing happened? So there's been a slew of podcasts about the COVID, how to cope with it. Are we essential? Are we not essential? I'll be honest, I'm pretty shocked at how many people are willing to just lay down their business. I get this is a world pandemic, but in my viewpoint, my job, regardless of what I'm doing, is essential for my family. So I've just been pretty shocked at how many people just fold so quickly. But besides that, if you folded, or you had, maybe you folded because you had a high risk person that you live with or you care for or whatever, which I completely understand. And hey, look, the awesome part about owning your own business is you get to make your own freaking decisions. That's the best part. So whether you decided to shut down or not, the best part is, hey, you had the freedom and the opportunity to make that decision on yourself. And, you know, it is what it is. However, now that most places are starting to see a downward trend, that means, I think, within the next month or two or whatever, we're going to start returning to a new normal. Of course, not normal as we know it, knew it, but what is normal as we know it? I think normal is always changing anyway, right? It was 9/11 happened and we saw a new normal in the airports. It wasn't as free, but same happened when they stopped allowing smoking on airplanes and whatever. The world is constantly a new normal. So, but when that happens, your business may be vastly different than it was before. So I think what separates the great business owners from the mediocre business owners, or the successful business owners from the not successful business owners, or the people that will have a detailing business after this and the people that won't have a detailing business after this, is how well can you adapt and adjust and pivot, I guess. It was a, you know, kind of entrepreneurial word. How well can you pivot to this new reality, this new normal? And I think one of the huge benefits that this time has offered, and I think you still have time, that's why I wanted to put out this podcast, is to develop a reopening strategy of your own. So the government, the federal government, the state government, the local governments, they're all talking about putting together these task force or these group of people to figure out how do we safely and effectively reopen our economy or reopen the world economy or reopen our borders or reopen this. It's not one single person making a decision, or I guess depending upon if you're a conspiracy theorist or not, maybe you do think it is one person, but or the task force is different. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not going to get into that. The point is how it's not, I guess I should preface that statement by saying, to the best of my knowledge, it's not one single person making a decision to reopen things. It is ultimately one person making that decision, but that one person has a team of advisors around them. So whether it's the president, we've seen him do it with the coronavirus task force, and then we've seen kind of the governors and even some local authority start to develop that same model of having this group of advisors around them to create a strategy that they feel would be the most effective and efficient way to reopen the economy, right? So I started wrestling around with that thought of, you know, it's interesting. And if you look at it from a political standpoint, obviously the leaders, whoever that leader is, they don't want the ultimate, if it goes south, they don't want the blame to be upon them, right? So they can shift blame to say, oh yeah, well, you know, that was the advisors advised me to do that and it was wrong. And, you know, they don't want to say, well, I made that decision and it was wrong. That would be political suicide, right? So point being, all that said, like I said, too much coffee for me today, this morning. But what now that you have time, we're coming into the season, quote unquote, right? As we approach mid-April into May, June, July, August, September, maybe even longer for some people, you know, and realistically, 2020 has just wrecked, you know, a lot of us, right? Been horrible for a lot of us. And so what is your reopening strategy for your business if you've closed down, or how are you going to pivot? How are you not going to let something like this destroy you the next time it comes around? Because whether it was 2008 or now, people got obliterated. And I remember 2008, May of 2008 is when I started my business. And I remember how tough it was and what the world economy was then. Now it was a different hurt for people, but it was hurting for a lot of people. And so I remember as like 2008, 9, 10 went along, and I actually had some of my best months early on in 2008, which I'm coming up on 12 years. So next month will be 12 years since I officially started my detailing business. And so what I learned through those next 3 years or so is, or were, things that I worked for the past 10 years, or I guess 9, 10 years to implement so that I would never feel the hurts of some of those things that I felt in 8, 9, and 10, whether being mobile, the wear and tear on your body, fleet washing, doing a lot of office building stuff, even though I think that's a great training ground and I'm super grateful for that kind of experience because I think it does help to make you a better detailer. But there were things that I didn't like. I didn't like that I had to, one, go out to a place to do cars. I didn't like that if I wanted to go on vacation, which I couldn't because I wasn't doing high enough end cars, or maybe not even high enough end cars, I didn't have a high-end enough clientele to afford me luxuries like going on vacation. But even if I did, and as I started to, I really didn't like the fact that if I wasn't working, I wasn't making money. That thought kept me up at night. That thought was horrendous. And I can't help but think now, you know, it's for some of you or some of us, we were forced, quote unquote, to shut down our businesses. So if you can't open your business, it's very difficult to make money, right? Unless you have multiple streams of income coming in, or you can diversify enough to be considered a repair shop or a mechanic shop and to be able to keep your doors open, or you can figure out how to offer sanitation services, or you have, I can't help but think all the people that do office building car washes and details, you know, that may be a long road back before people are allowed to go and work in office buildings. And if you're used to having an office building only account, it may be a long time before people go back. Now, however, there may be a lot of financial advisors and a lot of attorneys. And if you have that higher end clientele for those more professional services that have been allowed to continue to operate under the Essential brand, you may be okay. You may be fine. But I can't help, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit in the, you know, clerical accounts payable department that probably get their car washed every other week from the local guy that comes in and does the fleet washes at the office building. If that worker is not there, you don't have that car. So it's definitely going to change a little bit. However, I do think this time right now, and I would encourage everyone to start doing it like ASAP, is to develop your reopening strategy. So one huge thing that I harp on all day long, all the time, and in the Detailer Inner Circle, is you have to have a database of your clientele with as much information about your client as possible. Address, phone number, email address, type of car, last time they got their car detailed, what was that service, how much they paid. You have to have that, right? Because especially during this time, if you need to pivot and you need to change, you need a database that you can reach out to of 100 people, 200 people, 500 people, 1,000 people, 10 people, 5 people. It doesn't really matter how many people. What matters is that you have them. One, you have their information. Two, you have it in a way that you can effectively and efficiently reach out to them via text, voicemail, calling, however, email, did I already say that? However you want to reach out to them, and I would encourage you to have as many ways as possible to reach them so you could hit all of them, because you never know what will work for them. Maybe they don't like texting, but they respond to email. Maybe they hate email, but they'll respond to a text. And so you need to have your client information. You need to have it readily available and easy to access. And then you need to have a platform that you can reach, that can help you reach out to them in mass. If you have a list of 250 people, that's going to be really time consuming if you want to text them to go one by one. But if you have a system in place, either through the Detailer Inner Circle, or you have your list in House Call Pro, so this is why I love House Call Pro. If you go to housecallpro.com/ADP, you can get a free demo of how this will work. But what House Call Pro offers is you can have that database of clientele with all their information, the cars, pictures of the cars, the last detail they had. Also, if you could upload pictures of their car, you could upload pictures of damage on their car so you never get accused of that. And they also have pre-detail and post-detail signatures that the client can do. So it really protects you, and you could also take payments through it, which is why I like it. Again, housecallpro.com/ADP will get you there, and you could see a demo for free and then get a discount on top of that. But then you also need, so you have your information, you have it in a database, but what do you say to them? What do you, you know, hey, I know it's awkward, coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. Like, what do you say? You know, what do you say in an email? What do you put as a subject line? What do you text them? What do you say on a voicemail? What, you know, what do you do? What do you say? And that's two, there's a lot of things you could say, right? And that is two, where in the Detailer Inner Circle, we have scripts of things for you to say exactly what to say. Basically, you just copy and paste it and add in your own name and you're good to go. So we have all that in the detailerinnercircle .com. So again, this is a great time to begin to start your reopening strategy. And if you want a few free ways on how to create a database, just use Square. Use Square and have your customer's name, info in there, and that be completely free. Now, it's when you go to text them, it's not going to be very efficient. You want to be able to mass text all at once, because say you had a list of 100 people and you sent out a text about detailing interiors or shifting from mobile to shop or whatever's going on, and you needed to reach out to those 100 people to try to drum up business, yes, you could go one by one and text, but to text 100 people one by one is, it would take an incredible amount of time. What if you could text all those people within 5 minutes? And I'm talking 5 minutes as in you have the idea, you come up with what to say, and you send a text out to 100 people within 5 minutes. That would be incredible, right? Because what if you got 5 people? What if you got 10 people? What if you got 30 people to respond and say, yeah, I need that. Yeah, that sounds good. That would be incredible, right? That would be the difference between you shutting down your business and not shutting down your business. If you had 10 people at $100 a pop, 10 people at, 10 people at $100 a pop is almost as much as the government's giving out for free that everyone's waiting for, right? The only difference is you could sell to those 10 people over and over and over and over. The government's maybe going to give you one check and maybe not anymore, but that's not a really good strategy for your business, right? Maybe temporarily, not long term. So I just want to encourage all the detailers out there today to start to begin, at least begin to think about your reopening strategy and what that is going to look like for your business. And so with that, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Again, a couple tools to help you do that. If you want help with your reopening strategy, detailerinnercircle.com, housecallpro.com/ADP. I know these things are investments, but again, if you're looking between the difference of having a successful business and not, it's very, very important that you utilize tools. That's another thing too, real quick. I'll harp on this for a second. Everyone wants to scale their business with employees, and no one ever talks about scaling with tools. So if you could implement, you know, if we're doing a paint correction, we're not doing it by hand anymore. We're going to do it by machine because it's more efficient, better result, and faster, right? So, yeah, you can, and it's an investment to buy a machine at $200, $300, $500, right? We're not washing with a garden hose. We want the pressure washer. Why? It's faster, more efficient, and a better result. And the same thing is said with business software or hardware, is that it helps you run faster, more efficient, and make more money. So don't be afraid to invest in yourself, invest in some of these things like House Call Pro or the Detailer Inner Circle or QuickBooks. It will dramatically change your business and dramatically change how much money you can make in your business. So hope you guys enjoyed that one. I hope it all made sense and I just didn't ramble for 20 minutes, but let me know what you think and I will catch you guys in the next episode. See ya.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.